Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush this week. It is now Health and Wellness Wednesday. Are you ready for this? I sure am. And by the way, before we get going here, I want to thank Rob Bray and Anil Mathai for filling in with me on Monday and Tuesday. Guys, I know you're listening. You were fantastic. Thanks for making it a lot of fun. All right, folks, this theme that we've been doing all week is look back and look forward. And today we're going to look at health, fitness, and entertainment. Entertainment. I want to look at that too, because we got Susan Koshevar. She's going to be coming in the next hour and sitting in with me. And we're going to talk about what has 2020 done to the entertainment world? What does 2021 bode? And it's going to be kind of weird. But first, I have a big question for you, because this is health and wellness. What are your diet plans for 2021? Okay, let's be honest, folks. Let's all be honest. We've eaten too much. I know I have, and I enjoyed every single bite. But now you have packed on a few pounds and you're probably going to get ready to, you know, diet, lose a little bit of weight, do those New Year's resolutions and all that kind of thing. What are your diet plans coming up in this next year? And moreover, maybe what is the weirdest diet you've ever been on? Charlie, ever been on a weird diet? He shakes his head. No, never. Jeez, I've done a couple. Well, I've done a couple weird diets. I think everybody outside of Charlie has probably done a weird diet. If you've ever done something that's kind of weird, kind of offbeat, but it worked for you, I want to hear about it. We are at 303-477-5600. Or also, if you just have a diet plan that you're planning on doing, that you're launching now, maybe you've already started, give us a call, because after the break, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Julie Markiel. And feel free to call in and have her look over your diet plan. And she'll basically say, hey, I think this will work. No, I don't think that'll work so much. And she's going to kind of guide us through all of that, because let's face it, she's the master. So once again, if you got weird diets or normal diets, give us a call, 303-477-5600. But first, the impossible question of the day. Yesterday's impossible question was, when it comes to things happening in public places, 15% of all people say this is one of their worst fears. What is it? Okay, so 15% of people said this is one of their worst fears in public places. Charlie, I had no idea on this one, and I wouldn't have come close. This one blows my mind. When you're out of this item, here's the answer. Having to ask a stranger for toilet paper is one of the worst fears for 15% of Americans. Charlie's looking kind of quizzical in there. Yeah, can you imagine asking somebody that? Hey, man, hey, buddy, you got a roll? I have no idea where that comes from, but apparently 15% of Americans are deathly terrified of needing to ask somebody if they have a roll of toilet paper. Yeah, and they vote. That's all I can say. Okay, today's impossible question. give your answer on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. I will also give the answer at the end of the day because guess what? We're closing shop for the rest of the week. So get ready. In 2016, 11% of all office workers admitted that they had never done this. What is it? So 11, pretty small amount. So it's something that the vast majority do. 11% of all office workers admit that they have never done this. What is it? Charlie, you got any guesses? I got nothing. Yeah, but why would you have to admit that you've never? Okay, I know. I'm getting to it. Yeah, Charlie says stolen office supplies. So 11% say they have done it. 11% say they haven't. Okay. All right. I notice that you always have a huge bag when you leave at the end of the shift. Staplers. okay. Yeah, sure. 11% of all. I don't think that's something that they would have to admit that they haven't done. 11% have to admit that they have never done this in an office. Golly. I have absolutely no clue. So I'm gonna say switch shifts with somebody, help somebody out on a shift. 11%, because most people do that. Most people have each other's backs. Maybe 11% would say, I've never done a shift for someone else to help them out. That's it. That's all I got. Give us your answers at the KLZ 560 Facebook page, and I'll give you the answer at the end of the show. Okay. After the break, we're going to have Dr. Julie Markiel. Please, I want to hear if you have any weird diet plans or maybe weird diet pasts. That'd be kind of fun. And I got a few myself. But before then, Michael Bailey Law. You know, when it comes to setting up your will, you want someone who listens, covers all the details, and helps you avoid mistakes that can make things harder on loved ones after you've gone. That's Michael Bailey. Michael knows all the problems that come with wills that aren't set up correctly, and he can prevent all that for those closest to you. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
Your estate plan may have big tax implications for your loved ones. Schedule a free consultation now with KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey. Recent changes in the tax law, like the SECURE Act, have already impacted passing on your IRA. Because of today's relatively low tax rates, you need to meet with Michael Bailey now so you can set up your plan before things might change again. Make some wise moves before things change again. KLZradio.com/estate.
All right, Novus Auto Glass, when does that chip on your windshield become a crack? At the best time? No! It happens at the worst time when you're busiest. So get ahead of it and contact Novus Auto Glass. With cutting-edge technology, they're fast, friendly, and ready to take care of smart people like you, people who think ahead. So contact Novus Auto Glass, that's N-O-V-U-S, at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Okay, Barber's Foods. Coming out of the holidays, we all have weight to lose. I was talking about it earlier. And part of that is finding healthier meat options. That's not a problem at Barber's Foods because they've got the best, healthiest steaks, fish, chicken, bison, delicious meats for your friends and family. Shipping is free. The taste is epic. Call or text 303-466-7338 or order online at barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barbers family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barbers family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from, and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barbers Foods will deliver direct. Colorado source bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barbers Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. BarbersFoods.com.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My wife texted me. She had a pretty good guess on this, Charlie. Unjammed the copier. 11% confessed that they had never unjammed the copier. Are you one of those people who always has to have somebody else unjam it? I kind of am. Honestly, I kind of am. Okay, we are waiting on Dr. Julie. She should be calling in shortly. Let's see, in the meantime. Oh, first of all, I just want to, this is pretty funny. Somebody put out on Facebook, gents, make your lady feel special. Place her photo in the kitchen and write employee of the month. Just saying, maybe that's a bad idea. Okay. I want to play a little bit of something that happened in Oregon. There's a mayor in Oregon. We'll take a little diversion here while we're waiting on Dr. Julie. She's probably got a client. And as you might know, in Oregon, they have very, very strict lockdowns, and they are crushing businesses. Now, on Fox News, they interviewed this mayor, and I think it was Julie Banderas, I'm pretty sure, was interviewing her. And, oh, one second. Do we have Dr. Julie? No, we do not. Okay. But I am queued up. Okay. Anyway, they're interviewing this mayor, and he basically lays down the law. And the reason I want to play this is I want you to hear why. I want you to hear why he says we have to open up.
Joining me now is that very mayor of Sandy, Oregon, Stan Pulliam. Thank you very much, Mayor Pulliam, for talking
Absolutely.
To us.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Talk to us about the open letter that you wrote directly to the governor calling the rules arbitrary.
Well, that's right. I mean, I wrote an open letter to the governor because small communities across Oregon like mine, we're tired of the double standards. You know, neighbors are able to pack into malls and support corporate America, but for some reason, we can't sit down and support a local small business owner along our main street. The double standards have to stop.
You write, and I want to quote, if we could put it up on the screen for our viewers to read as well, our neighbors are simply unable to continue drowning in arbitrary rules that are bankrupting their family businesses. Governor Brown, we are opening. Have you heard from the governor?
I have, you know, and I talked to her the other day, and she told me that she has the mm-hmm. evidence. She actually acted extremely excited that she had the evidence that fitness centers and restaurants and bars contribute to the spread. So what I'm asking this morning is, after 24 hours, after she promised that her staff would send me the evidence, where's the evidence? I want to know, and we expect to know. If you're going to shut down the Main Street communities across this state, at the very least, these mom-and-pop locally-owned stores deserve to know why, and especially when they're put across and see that people are able to support corporate America but not a locally-owned
right.
store. We demand answers. Governor Kate Brown, where's the evidence?
I want to quote the...
Let me ask for a second. I'm going to jump in for a moment here. Governor Kate Brown is basically saying, hey, there is evidence. I have evidence that, you know, there some of the spread is actually happening in places like bars and casinos and health clubs and so forth. Newsflash, so what? So what, Governor Brown? Newsflash here. That spread happens in every place you have two or more gathering together. Anytime you have anybody who is in the same place, you're going to have that spread. Why is this so different? Why is this so unique? Come on. This is crazy. So she's basically saying, hey, I'm going to put out some proof that this is actually happening in these places. By the way, it's been shown in a lot of places around the country that there's no special spread happening in gyms and restaurants and so forth. There's been no contact tracing that's proven any big spread in those places. But setting that aside, she even says, hey, I'm gonna bring it to you. And he's saying, it's been 24 hours. We haven't heard a thing. Continuing on.
National Federation of Independent Business, just to show how dire of a situation this is, it says that 25% of Oregon businesses anticipate closing within 6 months if economic conditions don't improve. So basically what you're saying is that the governor is going to basically put all these mom and shop businesses out of business. You call
well,
a double standard.
Office.
You say
she's
that people are
wondering
why they can go to the mall and pack in like sardines and support corporate America, but we can't sit down at our local mom and pop Main Street businesses and support them. So now let's talk solutions, okay? How can measures be taken to open and remain open in a safe way, do you think?
Well, what we're talking about doing is when you look at what the governor's status is of places like the Portland metropolitan area, she has them classified at extreme risk. What we're talking about doing is opening just one level under that at high risk. So all the sanitation practices in place, wearing face masks, doing the proper social distancing. We want to do what's right. We want to follow the governor's guidelines in a safe way that prevents additional spread of COVID. But this is outrageous. When we're able to pack in, like you said, supporting corporate America, but not our local Main Street, it's ridiculous. We can do this in a safe manner. What we'd like the governor to do is she doesn't want us to open up across the state on January 1st, New Year's Day. Go to my website, stanpulliam.org, download the sign, put it in your storefront. If she doesn't want us to open up across the state on...
Okay, let me jump in here for a moment because, look, I understand that he's at least trying to get these businesses open, but he's wimping out here a little bit. And here's why. Folks, if you're going to open up, open up. And I'm not saying you have to open up with no masks, no distancing, no nothing anywhere. That's crazy. I understand a lot of people would freak out. But if you tell people you're only going to open up with like one step below the most extreme level, you know what the result's going to be? Business is going out of business. That's what's going to happen. And they're talking about that here. You know, they're talking about 25% of their businesses in Oregon. In Colorado, Colorado's better because we just have such a vibrant economy always because we have so much money pouring in by people coming in here all the time. But it's got to be pretty bad here too. In Oregon, they're talking about losing a quarter of their businesses. If you open up these businesses and only do it halfway, and you say, well, you can only seat 25 or 50% in restaurants, and you can only let people in a little bit, you know, and then you got to cut them off at 10 people in the store for this or that store. Folks, it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough. And it's all because you're overreacting. You're overreacting to something that you can't stop anyway. Now, how many times have I said it? This is a viral comorbidity. It's not a plague. It's not something that you can stop in that way. There is no evidence that you can hold back the spread by throwing masks on people. So why throw masks on people? I understand the basic idea. When you wear a mask, the whole idea is basically, okay, you know, my cough won't travel as far. All right, but think about that for a moment. We got people like Governor Polis here. And he basically wants to blame anyone who doesn't wear a mask. They are the cause of spreading the virus in Colorado. But think about that. You go out to public places, right? You go to the mall, you go to Costco, you go to Sam's, you go wherever. How many people there are not wearing masks? 1 in 100. It's 1 in 100 at best, right? And so our governor actually wants to think that person is spreading the virus. And those other 99% are somehow stopping the virus. Do you see how ludicrous that is? And by the way, think about that one. You see one person here or there who doesn't want to wear a mask. They've had it. They don't want to wear a mask. I'm with them. I don't care. That doesn't bother me at all. Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen one of them coughing on someone? Or even coughing in the general direction of anyone? No. No, you haven't. All right? So basically, what you have is you got governors like Governor Brown and Governor Polis who want to blame that very tiny, tiny group that isn't wearing masks in public places, because who cares what they're doing at home, right? So they're not wearing masks in public places, and they want to blame them for the entire spread of this. You know, later on, we're going to talk about what's going on in LA, which is pretty amazing, because they're wanting to shut down some of the entertainment industry over the spread they're having there. But LA is mask paradise. It's masks everywhere, right? So there shouldn't be any spread. Well, here, we're being told that we have to have this. Now, back to this mayor. This mayor, look, I'm all for what he's saying. He's saying we got to open up. We got to open up because our people are losing their livelihoods. They're losing their businesses. And this West Coast, let's face it, Oregon is run by the West Coast. If you get away from the West Coast, it becomes actually pretty conservative. And he's saying these coastal people, just because they outnumber us, are shutting down the entire state and ruining our lives, and we can't stay open. And our people are literally losing their jobs. And so he wants to open up. And I get it. That's great. I'm with him. Big problem. If you're going to open up, really open up. You got to look at these mask mandates. You got to look at this kind of stuff and say, hey, why are people like Jared Polis here in Colorado getting the virus even when they wear masks and everybody around them does? How come the virus is spreading big time just as fast in areas where you have mask mandates? That's proven, by the way. That's proven. It's spreading just as fast. The only way you can slow the virus, the only way, is if you completely separate people and separate the things they touch and the air they breathe. Think about that for a moment. How are you going to run a church? How are you going to run a business? How are you going to run anything if you are separating every last ounce of what people do in life? You can't, folks. It's not realistic. It's never been realistic. You're destroying their entire lives. You're destroying businesses. You're destroying everything. And you're destroying towns like this poor mayor is dealing with. All because you don't want to look at numbers. The numbers say that, 99% of people are wearing masks in public places in these kinds of states. Places like Oregon, places like Colorado, and so forth. That's what the numbers say. You can go to any store and just count them yourself. It's real easy. But what's happening? There's been no restricting of the virus. There's been no holding back of the virus. There's been no stopping of it. There's been no difference. And what are you doing? For something that has no difference at all, you're destroying these lives. I'm with this guy, but man, I got to disagree in one way. Open up for real. No, not with no guidelines, not with no restrictions. People will freak out, but open up with light ones. I think it's, you know, if I were to put something out there, I think it would look something like this. Now, me personally, I would say no restrictions, but that's me personally. And I understand if I were a governor in some place, I wouldn't be governing, you know, a whole state full of people like me. So let's meet halfway here. I would have no requirement for masks. Unless you're coughing. If you have a cough, wear a mask. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I would say have some distancing between where people are seating, or have some barriers, like, you know, plexiglass, whatever, between booths, whatever it takes. Reasonable stuff. Okay? Have some light barriers and a little bit of distancing. I would not look at churches and tell them if they could gather or not, but I would ask them, hey, for the good of your own people, would you guys please do some distancing? Understand, the more you have people grouped together, the more they're going to spread this. And finally, simply ask people, hey, can you keep your hands clean? If you're coughing on people, please wear a mask. If you're not, don't worry about it. It's fine. But folks, if we don't do some stuff like this right now, we're crushing businesses. Imagine for a moment if we did that here in Colorado and we told them, okay, those are the standards. We're going to look at the actual numbers, what they're actually saying, and say, look, this thing isn't spreading more or less with masks or not. It isn't spreading more or less with restrictions or not. So here's what we're going to do. Light restrictions. We're basically going to do the South Dakota thing. Well, imagine what would happen for Oregon and for this guy's town if they did the same as South Dakota, where they have 3.5% unemployment. He has people losing everything they have. In South Dakota, they're booming. It isn't fair. It isn't fair. And that's what I would change, and I think we should change it right now. But first, let's take a break here. Let's go to break. Hopefully, when we come back, we will have Dr. Julie. We're trying to reach her now, having some technical issues here. But first, let's talk about Dr. Julie at Ascent Health Centers. At Ascent, they help you feel better. You know, so often you feel tired, you feel worn down, and you start to think this is normal. You think, this is the way we always feel. I've just felt this way for years. Folks, it isn't normal. It's unhealthy. And it's almost always because of things that Dr. Julie can quickly diagnose and correct with great treatment and even greater advice. Call Dr. Julie at 303-343-8800 or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center has dedicated her life to helping you feel well because your health impacts every other area of your life. Think about what matters most to you, the goals you want to achieve tomorrow, next year, in the next 10 years. It will be harder to achieve those goals if you don't feel well. You won't be as effective at home or at work unless your body has the energy and vitality it needs. Dr. Julie of Ascent Health Center wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. And she believes that you will be more effective at the things that matter to you when you feel well. That's why it's so important to take care of your health. And that's why Dr. Julie has developed an actionable plan to help you feel well. All you need is a willingness to change. Set up a consultation. Tell Dr. Julie you're ready to make a change, and she will handle the rest. Find Ascent Health Center in Denver and Inglewood now at rushtoreason.com.
Okay, Geno's Auto. Right now, Geno's Auto Service, one of the best, most trusted auto shops in Littleton, is offering new customers $50 off any work that's $250 or more. Are you ready for great work and honest people? Yes, you are. Just call Geno's at 303-794-6700, or you can find them at genosautoservice.com.
If there's one thing Geno's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Geno's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Happy New Year's Eve. We made it. Congratulations. While 2020 has certainly had its challenges, it has also borne real blessings. Kim Munson here. Thursday, New Year's Eve, my fellow Liberty Toastmasters join me to share their perspectives about 2020. What was good? What was challenging? What are their thoughts about 2021? Liberty Toastmasters Denver President Carol Baker will be in studio helping co-host the show. Be sure to tune in 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/rushtoreason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. We're still waiting for Dr. Julie. Once again, having some problems reaching her. I know that she is on vacation right now. and she was going to check in, but, you know, maybe she's in a location where it's kind of hard to check in. So we'll just keep talking here. What I want to take a look at now is flu season. All right. I know we've all been talking about, well, you know, flu season, we've got the coronavirus and we got the flu season. I was talking yesterday about what happens when you tell cash-strapped hospitals, hey, I got great news for you. Anything that you call COVID, we're going to give you 20% more government money for it, for treating it, for dealing with the death, right, for someone passing and all that. If you term it as COVID, then you're going to get 20% more money. Folks, you give more money to something, you're going to get more of it. And by the way, coincidentally, you're also going to get less of other things. Now, once again, as I always have to say, I'm not saying I'm a COVID denier. It's real. We all know it's real. Okay. And it can be deadly in certain circumstances, almost always accompanied by multiple other comorbidities. But let's keep in mind, age of death for COVID is what? It's about the same as the average lifespan of the average American. This is going to, I think it's going to produce a definite bump in deaths for 2020. But what that's probably going to be is simply hastening them a little. Not in every case. There will be cases where, let's face it, COVID hit somebody and it really hit them hard. Now let's take a step back. Isn't that true with the flu? Let's say you're in a workplace and you had the Asian flu. Remember when that came through a few years ago? And you have the Asian flu go through and let's say 30 people get it. Do they all get it the same? No. Some barely have any symptoms. Some have massive symptoms to where they are completely set back and they can't function. We had people when I was up at the casino who would get the Asian flu and they would be out of commission for 3-4 weeks. And I mean, it nearly killed them. And by the way, there are people every year who the flu is the thing that puts them over the edge. And along with other comorbidities, you would have 20, 40, 60,000 deaths, depending on the year, from the flu. And that is with something that already has a vaccine. You with me here? Well, the question is, Andy, how many people are getting the flu this year? Because, you know, a lot of people were worried that we were going to have this twindemic, as they called it, and have both the flu coming out along with COVID, and those two things were just going to overwhelm us and we would never survive. All right. Got some numbers for you. This came out from the CDC on their FluView data. I didn't even know they had this, but FluView data. And they were monitoring systems. They got, let me take a look here. Here we go. Okay. They had 40 diagnoses recorded from December 13th through December 19th. Okay, and you're probably thinking, okay, well, 40 cases where? In New York? 40 cases in Buffalo? 40 cases in Denver? 40 cases where? No, folks, that's 40 cases in the entire nation of flu from December 13th through the 19th. That's a week. In what is normally flu season. Virtually none. What do you think's happening here? Keep in mind, a number of these deaths that we call COVID deaths, a good number of them, are ones that they never even took a test. It's just that they displayed the quote-unquote signs, and so we termed it a COVID death. Which I can kind of understand, you know, these hospitals, they get overwhelmed and so forth, and you don't have time, you know, to break down each and every one. But folks, they're also getting 20% more money, if they call this thing a COVID death. Now, in case you're wondering, well, Andy, what's the percentage of that positivity rate? Listen to this. The positivity rate has sharply declined this calendar year as only 0.1. Got that? 0.1% of tests taken this year came back positive for the flu. Okay, what's it normally? Well, the five-year average is 15.8% positive. Did you get that? That means that the average of over 5 years is 150. It's not twice as much. It's not three times as much. It's 158 times as much flu is out there than we have right now in any given winter. This is interesting. The guy says, in any given winter, I'm reading from the article here. This is from the Washington Examiner. Hospitals are taxed by the flu, Garibaldi said. His name is Garibaldi, Dr. Brian. And there's always a concern that our emergency departments will be overwhelmed and ICU capacity will be strained due to the occurrence of flu and now COVID-19 outbreaks, particularly with people who have coexisting conditions that then get influenza. In other words, influenza, the flu, it can kill them. But in ordinary years, it is over 150 times as likely that you're going to get the flu. Folks, take a step back here with me, will you please? Do you think the flu went away? Like the flu just stopped existing? Well, if that were the case, then nobody would have it, right? The flu is everywhere. Now, so the question is, why are we seeing so few cases of the flu? What one reason you could say is, well, what about all the things we're doing to stop COVID, right? Everybody's washing their hands constantly. They're careful with doorknobs. They are, you know, I'm not even going to go into the masks. I don't think that has much of impact. But we have all become, let's face it, much cleaner and a little more distant, right? You know, when I come in here to co-host with John, we don't rush to each other and hug. Of course, we didn't anyway, because we're guys. We don't do that kind of thing. But I just don't see people coming as close together out there, out and about. But folks, if that is only bringing COVID down, let's face it, a little bit, then why would it be bringing the flu down a lot a bit, right? Because look at COVID. We have states where you have virtually no restrictions. Virtually none. You go to, once again, we know what they are, Florida, South Dakota, so forth. You go to these places, you have virtually no restrictions. And you see a mask here or there. You know, people are keeping their hands clean. They're doing a little bit of distancing, but not much beyond that. And their numbers are only a little bit higher in one case with South Dakota and a little bit lower actually with Florida than the national average. So obviously these things are not affecting the spread of COVID hardly at all. But meanwhile, we are to believe that these measures are heavily restricting the spread of flu, influenza. So my question is, are they totally inhibiting the spread of flu that much, or are we simply calling the flu COVID? Which, by the way, wouldn't really surprise me. I kind of think there's a lot of that going on because, once again, hey, man, if you call this flu the if you call it COVID, that's 20% more cash for your hospital. Yay, yay, yay. You make big money. I think we're being conned, folks. I think that's what I'm getting to right now is I just think we're being conned. I think we are being told that something is happening that isn't. Yes, COVID's real. Yes, it's out there. Yes, combined with other things it kills. I get it. So do a lot of things. We are shutting down our entire country and ruining lives over a bad cold. Not exactly, I know, but that's the closest I have to approximate. It's not worth it. We need to stop doing it. Let's go to break. Hey, when we come back from break, Susan Koshevar is going to join me. She just came in. But first, Extreme Auto Repair is next. They want to help with all your vehicle needs. They've got Cooper tires at cost. So find Extreme Auto at klzradio.com or give them a call at 303-841-1071. Extreme Auto Repair.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Golden Eagle Financial, you know your business. You're used to having people come to you with questions, but retirement? That's a new world. When do you file for Social Security? How do you make your money last? I mean, really last. Well, that's Al Smith's business, so call him at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com. Go to someone who knows retirement like you know your job. Golden Eagle Financial.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Okay, Purifoy Chevrolet, my wife and I, we got our share car at Purifoy. True story. We bought two cars, one at Purifoy and one somewhere else, and the one we got elsewhere was always in the shop. That left us sharing the car we got at Purifoy, our share car. To get a reliable car you can share, call Purifoy Chevrolet at 303-659-8311 or go to purifoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purifoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. And next to me right now, to my left, but once again, not to my political left, is Susan Kochevar of the 88 Drive-In. Susan, how you doing?
Good, thank you. It's a beautiful afternoon.
It is a beautiful afternoon. It's fantastic. Is the drive-in still open?
We closed the 20th just before Christmas, so my staff could have a break. It's very cold in the snack bar this time of year.
Yeah, I would think so. When do you open up? March, April?
Yeah, so we'll open again in March.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be able to, like, and we'll talk more about this in the next hour. I want to get to COVID here. But first, are you going to be able to, like, use movies that are coming out now, like Wonder Woman 84 and stuff like that?
I might be able to use Wonder Woman by that time, but I can't play any new features for the reason you were speaking about just a few minutes ago. We are held at 50% capacity or less, and I can't pay the film terms, you know, for brand new pictures when I'm held at 50% capacity. I can't make money.
No, apparently. Absolutely not. Well, they do it totally different with drive-ins than they do it with normal theaters with the ticket, right?
Somewhat, except that I play three pictures. You know, I'm a triple feature, and most drive-ins are double features. I think Wonder Woman also is very long. Am I right?
It's 2.5 hours. However, I'm going to ask when I come to, you know, see it at your place, that you do, that you edit out all the political stuff, and it'll only be 5 minutes.
Oh, that'll work.
So that'll be really cool. And then I can get to the other features.
Right.
We'll talk about Wonder Woman next hour. But first, let's talk a little COVID. Were you listening as you came in?
I was.
Yes. What about the flu? Do you think, I mean, is the flu actually completely gone? Are we calling some of the flu COVID? Or did we just hold it back with all the stuff we're doing to stop COVID?
Well, it's interesting. I was reading an article this morning. Apparently, there is a gigantic brouhaha in Germany over these PRC tests and some of the stuff that's been coming out of the World Health Organization. Apparently, the PRC tests that are used to test for COVID do not distinguish strains of virus.
Oh, my goodness.
How do we know who has what?
Now, what do you mean? They actually wouldn't distinguish between various strains of COVID or literally between COVID and influenza?
Between COVID and influenza. That was my understanding of the article.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's a pretty big fight they're having over there because they're mad about being locked down, and apparently they're not happy with Merkel.
They've never been happy with Merkel. She has been like the most unpopular world leader for so long now, you know, except for Netanyahu seems to be struggling there in Israel. But she is so unpopular. Nobody ever likes her, and yet they keep her. I don't understand that. Is she going to be gone soon?
Well, I thought she was voted out, but she's still.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, I don't understand how it works over there. But they're upset, and they're protesting, and they are calling into question a lot of the doctors or people who say they are doctors in Germany and who are purporting to tell everyone else how to deal with this COVID, including Bill Gates. Apparently, his foundation has something to do with the testing, and we know the vaccines, and they're mad. They're hot under the collar, so I don't blame them. I think that, you know, we have no flu numbers here in Colorado, and if you look at the death rate for the United States for 2020, it is below what it was in 2019, which is good. It's been falling for the last 3 years. So if our death numbers overall for the United States are dropping year after year, are we really in a pandemic? I don't think so.
No. And Are you talking death numbers overall or death numbers for the flu, or what are you talking?
Death numbers overall.
Whoa. So you're saying that fewer people have died in Colorado this year up to this point, which is pretty much the whole year, than last year?
Well, at least for the United States, over the entire...
Okay, so you're talking nationally. That's
nationally,
fine.
Yep.
And I didn't know, because I knew that it was... I expected there would actually be some rise just because we shut down an economy. You got people committing suicide. You've got critical surgeries being postponed. I figured we would at least have more death just from those, nevertheless, COVID.
Well, apparently the biggest cause of death, or one of the very biggest causes of death, is medical mistakes. So that might
especially when I operate.
me too, yeah. So that might explain part of it. I don't know. But, you know, and of course our medical care is getting better. People are living longer. So it's dropping year after year, the death rate, and that's good.
You know, by the way, my dad actually experienced that, and it's horrible. When you go in and you go into a hospital and you trust them, and by the way, generally they're wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
These people at the hospitals, they are so well-trained. They are so brilliant in what they do. And I'm not just talking about the surgeons and the doctors. I'm talking about the nurses who have studied for years. My mom was an RN. And all these people, they do so well. But every now and then, you have them make a mistake, and it's a biggie. That happened with my dad.
Mm.
And it threatened his life.
Yeah. Apparently, it happens often enough. You know, they see a lot of people.
You know, that's true. They do see a lot of people. Okay, I can understand. Okay. Getting back to the national death count, that blows my mind. So you're saying it's actually at about even or a little down?
It's a little down. Yeah, it's been falling for the last 3 years.
Wow.
So I don't think we're seeing a pandemic. We don't have more people dying. You know, people die from all kinds of viruses. They die from the flu. They die from pneumonia. They die from SARS. You know, COVID-19, as I understand it, is a SARS-type virus. So there are some people dying. And of course, people do get very sick. I've been very sick with the flu myself. So,
you know, I had it 1 year. I've had years where I've only caught the flu a few times, but I've had years where it hit me really light and there wasn't much to it. And I've had years where I was down 2 weeks. And the thing about it is, there's like nothing you can take. You know, you take all the vitamins and all this stuff, but basically you have to rest your way out of it, which for someone like me is a living hell because I'm hyper. I have to constantly be moving and it's just horrible. Could it be the same way this year? In other words, what I'm seeing is, you know, we have COVID hitting everywhere and people say, well, I had it, didn't even know I had it. And other people to work and actually bring them to the point of death.
Mm-hmm.
Are we basically just calling a lot of things COVID?
I think so. Because you were talking earlier about a monetary incentive for hospitals and probably
how about that? When's the last time? Let me cut you off for one moment. I want to ask you, when is the last time you've ever heard of a monetary incentive for calling something something? Okay, for actually choosing this diagnosis over that.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
That shouldn't happen. Although, if you learn...
if you call this heart disease instead of cancer.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, if you look back in history, you would find that this monetary incentive is a very bad thing. We've seen it before. For instance, when the railroads were built and the government got into it and they told the railroad, the people who were building the railroads, oh, yeah, we'll pay you so much per mile. So what happened? Did they build a nice straight line?
No. Wind that puppy.
Yeah, you get more money per mile. So obviously, that's not a good way to do things.
What is the worst drug available to harm people? Would it be meth, cocaine, or government money?
Yeah, probably government money.
Yeah, I think so. Because, my gosh, people become hooked on it. They snort it. It is incredible. When you can get free money to call something COVID, you're going to call something COVID more. And what really angers me, Susan, is that when we say something that obvious, they immediately call us COVID deniers.
Mm-hmm.
They call us crackpots and things like that. And I'm just like, no, I'm looking at money. I'm looking at numbers. I'm looking at the flu coming in, like I said, a whole week in the heart of flu season. You know what it's like every year. We're talking the second, third week of December. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's like. That's when you have a staff and you guys are right at the end of your season.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the flu sweep through.
Sure.
Right. And we have it this year at a rate that's 150 times less than normal.
Yeah, apparently the pharmacies are not filling prescriptions for Tamiflu. So people get the flu, and it's probably diagnosed as COVID, so they aren't getting Tamiflu or whatever they need for the flu, and so, of course, they probably feel worse.
This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. Look, I think it's... obviously, COVID's not a scam. We all believe in it, but for crying out loud, what they're doing with the numbers is, and they're doing it so that they can control people's lives.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Destroy small business is what they're doing.
Why would they want to do that? That's insane. We'll talk about it more in the next hour. Sound good?
It does, yes.
And can we also talk a little bit about 2020 and 2021 and how they affect entertainment world? Would you do that with me?
Let's do.
All right, let's do that. Folks, that is the end of hour number one. If you want to listen to this hour at 6, you cannot, because the Crawford Roundtable will be on then. But in the next hour, Susan's going to join me again. We're going to be talking about entertainment, and that'll be good. Until then, this is Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.